the nut for Krispy Kreme.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is so simple. You just pick one of your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, everyone, I thought I was actually going to win 5,000 times my cash this weekend. I mean, I had it all friggin' rolling. I mean, I had hit, I believe, going back to the Friday, I think it was Friday, I don't know what day it was, I had hit 16 straight individual underdog plays. And there were 16 straight green check marks. And I had won some money.
Okay, so they were individual, not those long ones?
Right, they were individual, okay. But they were combined. So I had won some money. And uh-huh. And but I kept sort of redoing it, as I'm inclined to do, sort of reinvesting it, and right. and I had a couple big things possible that just didn't happen, and so I basically Lane Kiffin'd my underdog weekend. The way he handled the departure from Ole Miss, that's how I handled my 16 straight. I should have absolutely made a killing, and I wound up basically just coming full circle. But it was fun, and I had a chance. I had a chance at a major, major killing, and it just didn't happen. But maybe it will next time. Regardless, it's just awesome. It just is. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-term. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. For a while, Ramona, I thought I might never lose again. Seriously, I was on the longest streak ever, an impossible streak. You know, I kept thinking, well, some of these are going to go wrong, but they weren't. They'd be like on a play where I had like seven guys and I hit the first five or whatever, and then ultimately I lost six. But I mean, I did win at some point $1,100. And then I went
at some point.
Yeah, and then I went
somewhere late. In there.
Yeah, and then I went Lane Kiffin. Yeah, then I gave.
I still can't believe he left his dog.
Yeah, that's what the Ole Miss people are saying. They're saying he left his dog again. I can't positively confirm that as yet, but I'm working on it. All right, Byron, Dustin, and Rudy, right now. Byron, how are you, Byron? Good to have you.
Good. How are you doing, Walt?
Good, Byron. Thank you for getting in.
So just a couple of quick things. For one, I think the SEC just needs to create their own playoff and just, like, you know, get out of the NCAA, just create your own playoff. If you want to cry about, you know, not getting into the playoff when you lost to Florida and then, you know, Vanderbilt lost a couple of games. It's like, at the end of the day, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. So stop crying about it and create your own playoff if you want to.
Well,
I mean, you haven't won a championship in 2 years.
Well, it's not just that they haven't won one. They haven't played for one. And I'm not sure they're playing for one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're playing for one this year either. The mighty SEC with their you know, higher than, better than you superiority complex, they might miss playing for the national championship for a third straight season, which would really be a condemnation of who and what they're supposed to be. Because right now, I don't have them as a favorite to make the college football playoff national championship. I mean, I think the two obvious teams are Ohio State and Indiana, and the other team that's obvious to me is Texas Tech. I think those three teams are, in my mind, I think your national championship game is coming from those three teams. I'm not sure an SEC team makes it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
they'll get plenty of chances, by the way. Just from an odd standpoint, just to clarify, from an odd standpoint, they're going to get plenty of chances. They'll get more chances than anybody else. So, you know, the odds favor them. You know, in other words, you know, there's a good chance the Big 12 is getting just Texas Tech, where the SEC, you know, is going to have a boatload of teams.
Yeah. And I think you're right about, you know, the people haven't seen Texas Tech a whole lot because the Big 12 isn't, you know, as televised, you know, down here as the SEC and ACC. But, you know, that's one of the most dangerous teams. And you talk about, like, the comparison, like, when it comes to Lane Kiffin buying teams. I mean, obviously Texas Tech, you know, that's all they do was buy the entire team. And somehow they've come together to be one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, look, they had some pieces like Morton. I mean, they were an 8-5 team last year. I was optimistic about them. But, yeah, they went out and spent a lot of money, and they acquired a lot of – basically, they bought a defense is what they did. And the defense they bought, they got their money's worth. Look, a lot of people buy things, and they don't work out. LSU bought, like, 20 players, and they mostly sucked, and they spent a fortune – in the transfer portal, and it didn't help Brian Kelly, and it didn't save him. So, you know, it's not just spending money. It's not just going in the portal. You got to be right. The good news for Texas Tech is they had money. They spent it, and, oh, yeah, they were right. They hit every one of those dudes.
And the last thing I wanted to ask is if I'm not mistaken, I think Friday is the first early signing day period. You know, after the season that USC had, and I've heard a lot of the national guys say, but, you know, until pen gets to paper, you never know. But do you expect any of the guys that they have to, you know, not sign at the end of the day? Because from what I'm hearing, that they don't expect a lot of guys to drop out the way that Lincoln Riley has been able to finish for once. And we'll see how that goes next year. But for once, he finally finished the season.
Yeah. There are always surprises, Byron, at the end of this process. And maybe for USC, maybe there'll be both positive and negative surprises. But the reality is they did up their level of play this year. They did improve in certain areas. They improved with their run game, which I think is vital moving forward. And they were a better football team this year, and they obviously have recruited well. So let's see what they do moving forward. I mean, I think there's reason to have some optimism now about Lincoln Riley and the future at USC beyond this year.
Well, let me ask this one more question. Do you think Jaden Maiva comes back for another year with the way his arm talent is? I mean, that he had probably – and I know how you rate guys, so that's why I'm asking. But
I like him. I think what's fascinating. I think what's fascinating about him is he has no fear. I mean, you talk about a gunslinger attitude at the position. He throws some balls that when you see the ball thrown, you think, what on earth are you doing? Like, he will intentionally try and jam the ball into double, triple coverage at times, and you think he has no business throwing that ball. But his confidence level is such that he makes a lot of these throws. And you need confidence at the quarterback position. He certainly has that.
Yeah, I mean, and
he has the arm talent too. He has the arm talent too. You have to have the arm talent to make those throws.
Yeah, and you've got two receivers that are, you know, two of the
elite.
Best in the country.
Yeah, elite.
Jacoby Lane.
Yep.
that you throw a 50-50 ball and they're coming down.
That's right. That's right. And he knows that too. So that's part of that equation. Yep. Good job, Byron. Good talking to you. Thank you. Let me get to Dustin and then Rudy. Dustin, how are you, Dustin? Appreciate you hanging in there.
All right, man. Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you, Dustin. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I just want to talk about the Clemson Carolina game, have some thoughts on it. And then I wanted to ask you about maybe some off-season changes. The football game I thought went really well for Clemson. I'm a Clemson fan, by the way. Yep. And I thought Garrett Riley, for the most part, called a lot better game, as you mentioned before. Yep. And I did, however, question, and I had some head scratchers on some third down calls that just kind of made me scratch my head on what he thought was going to work there. Like the one where he handed the ball off at the middle on third and long. I really just thought maybe some man. I was impressed by Bentancur. I thought he had a heck of a game all game, and I really thought we would go that well more as the game went on, because I felt like they were giving us that. Or if not, they just didn't game plan for it, because Bentancur ate for the most part for the game.
And he did.
I really loved the tight end across the middle. I mean, I'm not big on tight ends to the flat. I mean, to the sidelines, unless it's in the flat or something. I really like tight ends on third downs.
Yeah, and look, he's a big athletic guy, and I thought when he came here, I thought he was going to be an all-time Clemson great, and I still think he has the capacity to be that. You know, I picked him as my surprise player in the game last week, and I thought he lived up to that. I thought he was another important part of the game, and I just think he's clearly the most talented tight end of the group of tight ends that Clemson has. And I want to see a lot more from him moving forward, because I think he's a guy who's capable. You know, you reconvene next year, and we don't know who the quarterback is. So there's a lot of guesswork in this. But I think if he gets more time on the field, I think he is absolutely capable of a 50 catch, 750 yard type of season.
Absolutely. And like I said, I just love the tight end across the middle. I think we need to do more of that. If you want to live with your wide receivers on the boundary and to the sidelines, do that. But, hey, we got to have something across the middle, and I think he's the answer for that. But to add to that, the offensive coordinator gig, I don't know if it's warranted for an offensive coordinator change. I'm on the fence on that thing. I ain't crazy about some of the play calls we've seen this year. But, again, I don't know how much of that was Cade or how much of that was just Garrett Riley. You know, that's yet to be determined, and we don't really know that. And if we go a different offensive coordinator, just,
you know, Dustin, again, even go back to the start of the game. I hate to do this, but it's just the reality. Sure. I mean, Antonio Williams, Ramona could have made the throw to Antonio Williams easily.
Man.
Cade could have punted him the ball, and so he misses that.
Exactly. And if he stops doing what he does all the time, which is underthrow receivers, that's another touchdown on the very
next
play.
To Adam Randall, who's wide open.
To the pylon.
Yep, and you know, and so you don't get those plays back against really good teams. South Carolina's not a really good team, but you know, and then we wind up blaming the offensive coordinator. I mean, he set up two touchdown passes and you missed them both.
Absolutely. So that's the kind of stuff that makes me wonder if it's Cade or if it's him. Yeah. What I mentioned earlier, it may be the reason we throw the sidelines all the time, because Cade can't throw across the middle enough to do it enough. You know,
and I think that's the reason for the 3rd and 15. It's like we're controlling this game. Let's not take chances.
Absolutely. And so to my next question, the final question: if there is an offense coordinator change, what do you think about Cincinnati's offensive coordinator? I know he's a Clemson guy.
Yeah,
graduated from Clemson in '95 from Seneca area. He's a local guy, and he's had some success this year. I know he's coached a lot of smaller colleges, like Elon.
And he could bring Sorsby with him.
Exactly my next point. Well, do you think Sorsby would transfer again? I know he transferred from Indiana.
I don't even think the end of his season went as he necessarily hoped. Now, you know, look, he's an interesting dude. He's got a little Aaron Rodgers in him. You know, he will bark at people. He will bark at teammates. He will bark at.
But I love that.
Yeah, you have to have some of that. There's no question. But he does have a very live arm. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers comparison. I'm not saying he's full blown Aaron Rodgers, but there are Aaron Rodgers esque elements to him. He can make a lot of throws most college quarterbacks can't make.
I agree. And to that point, do you think, and I'll end with this one, do you think if we went that route, what's the comparison between him and Garrett Riley, the offense coordinator at Cincinnati, and Garrett Riley? I think his name's Dan.
Yeah, it's a good job. Thank you, Dustin. I'll answer it off here. Yeah, I think it's – I don't know, Dustin. I need to think about that. It's a that part of it's a tough question, but yeah, I mean, as a package deal, it's possible. I don't know. I have no way of knowing right now what Dabo Swinney's feelings are regarding Garrett Riley. I think there were some rough spots where Dabo Swinney felt Garrett Riley abandoned the run too much. But again, you know, as head coach, you can still control that. You know, but I think there were times that happened during the year. And look, when you have high expectations and you don't reach those expectations, there is a lot of pressure on everybody in terms of, and we saw that. We saw, you know, some blow-ups and that type of stuff. That's what you get when somebody expects to win and they're not winning. But I do think the end of the year has changed the feel. Now, has it changed the feel enough that when you evaluate the thing as a whole, you say, you know what, we see enough good things with Garrett Riley that we're going to bring him back again and see if we get more consistent and better quarterback play with somebody else. Because again, it's easy to blame a Garrett Riley, and then you look at some of these throws that are made and you think, okay, well, that's not Garrett Riley's fault. Look, listen, when you scheme people open and you're able to do so and you create busts, whatever, you only get so many of those chances. You can't, like, give those chances away. You have to convert, especially when you have an experienced quarterback. You have to convert. And if you're playing a real team and you don't convert, you lose. That's what happens. Well, I mean, the first two throws, those are losing throws. Those throws lose games. They lose games. I say all the time, quarterbacks are what gets these coaches fired. I mean, those are two perfectly designed plays, perfectly executed except for the throws. They're both wide open gift touchdowns. And you not only miss them both, you throw an interception. So, you know, I mean, that's a problem. It just is. Bending equipment is, and it's not a problem for Garrett Riley. He did his job. Bending equipment and supply, go to the website, bendingequipment.com. They're the best. They have it all. Check it out. I mean, you'll thank me later. Bendingequipment.com. I mean, it's everything you need to know is on that website. Bending Equipment and Supply has four locations. Again, Bending Equipment's been serving the upstate for 25 years. Four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last. Big enough to handle it. Small enough to care. They do it all. Bending Equipment. They feature Takeuchi. I've seen it work on my own property. Takeuchi rented from the Westminster location. An excavator, just amazing, amazing. First-hand experience. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this marriage of Bending Equipment and Takeuchi. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry, came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Your source for all your rental needs, this is Bending Equipment. Your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rental, service, parts, they do it all. They have it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, you know what to do. If you need to buy it or rent it, you get it from Bennett. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. Rudy, I'm sorry, I'll come right to you, Rudy. Rudy and Looper on the other side.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Audiences and top critics are celebrating. Rental Family is the perfect feel-good movie of the year.
What do you need me for?
We need a token white guy.
Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser delivers a masterful performance.
This girl needs a father.
I hate you.
She hates me.
It's what being a parent is.
In this tender and funny film about the importance of connection.
This is amazing.
It's cool, but it's fake.
Sometimes it's okay to pretend.
Rental Family, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber, is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. I want to talk a little bit about the ACC and this setup that could allow Duke to win the ACC championship. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Rudy, appreciate you hanging in, Rudy. Rudy.
Deptula.
There you are, Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
My friend.
Good to have you, Rudy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. So, why is Indiana getting lost in this conversation?
They
as far
are.
As the Oklahoma, Ohio State, Texas Tech.
No, those are the three teams to me. I mean, I think those are the three best teams in the country. I think one of those.
Nobody talks about Indiana, though.
I do. I mean, I think Indiana's capable of winning the whole thing. I think they're the most well-coached, well-disciplined, well-schooled team in America. I think they're really, really good. The most impressive thing I saw in college football all season, Rudy, was Indiana going to Autzen Stadium in Oregon when Oregon was healthy, and not only beating them, but in the second half they kicked their butt. I mean, the second half they physically dominated them.
Okay.
Oregon had 40 yards in the second half.
Let me ask you this, Walt. Can Indiana's defense compete with Oregon's offense?
Well, it did. It shut it down. You mean Ohio State's offense?
No, Oregon.
Well, I mean, they shut them down. I mean, the Indiana defense in the second half of that game at Oregon held Oregon to 40 total yards.
And so you think they can play with Ohio State?
I think they play with anybody. I think they're going to be a really, really tough out. They got a Heisman quarterback. They're incredibly well coached. They're the only team in America.
Let me ask you this. Is Texas Tech or Indiana to make it to the final?
Yeah, I'm going to need to see the brackets, Rudy, and see how everything shapes up. But I think either one of those teams can – to me
Mendoza is a baller.
He is. But Baron Morton also has an NFL arm for Texas Tech. And here's how I see it, Rudy. I may be proven wrong, all right? But as I see it right now, I think there are four teams that can win the national title. I think those teams are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech.
Okay.
And the fourth one's going to surprise people. It's Oregon. And the reason I think Oregon can is this is the best defense that Dan Lanning.
Do you think Oregon's got a? You think that their defense is good enough to win?
I do. I think they're the best defense he's had. They do not allow you to run the ball. I mean, Iowa, in that game that was played in the freezing rain in Iowa, Iowa only runs the ball. I mean, that's mainly what they do. And Iowa ran it a boatload of times. Their longest run in that game was 9 yards, and that's the difference in Oregon now. They stuffed the run.
Well, if you want to talk about a team with some grit and some hardcore, hard ass, right? That's Iowa.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's 100%. In fact, you know, Rudy, I actually ranked Iowa this week. I may be the only one who does, but I put Iowa 25th in my map poll because I think they've played a tough schedule. And
they're just hardcore, Walt.
Yeah.
They're hardcore.
Yep. and they've had a little better quarterback play this year, and they've had a couple of very tough losses, very close, very competitive losses against real good football teams.
Can I ask you two more questions?
Yeah.
What would Carolina, South Carolina, look with Billy Napier as the offensive coordinator?
No.
Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think the world has soured on the notion of Billy Napier involved in anyone's offense.
He's going to be a coach somewhere?
I think there's a chance that he's going to be a life insurance salesman somewhere.
That's
me. I'm just asking if he could coach offense.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't see that. And if I was a Carolina fan, I don't want to see that.
I know that the Carolina's looking at the East Carolina.
Yeah,
coach.
That would make some sense.
What do you see as a good fit for Carolina?
I think that would
offense coordinator.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't be a bad fit. But at the end of the day, Rudy, a lot of this is going to come down to who the quarterback's going to be, and I don't think it's going to be Lenore Sellers because I think he's moving on.
I don't think so either.
So yeah. It might be Cutter Woods. I mean, we've heard nothing about Aaron Nolan. I don't know what's going on.
Aaron Nolan? What about him?
I don't know. We've not heard a single thing about Aaron Nolan. You know, remember, even like a week ago, South Carolina's number two on the depth chart was Luke Doty.
Wasn't he highly recruited?
Yes, and he's a big, strong, left-handed kid with a real live arm. And, you know, when I saw him in Ohio State, you know, it's funny because Ohio State's the best example of what I'm talking about when I talk about how you can't worry about offending the feelings of other quarterbacks.
Ohio State just keeps, they
add the quarterback they most want, and then to all their other 4 and 5 stars, if they want to leave, they just say go ahead.
But Aaron Miller was a pretty big deal, right?
Yes, he was, and he was one of those guys who left Ohio State.
So can he beat out Cutter Woods, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I actually think Cutter Woods has some ability too. Woods has some sort of little special characteristic. He's got a little it factor in him, and he's got a better arm than people understand. You know, I think he's been compared to the old Texas quarterback Colt McCoy, and I sort of buy that comparison.
Yeah, I get that. Yep.
So, Rudy,
let me ask you one last thing, Walt.
All right.
New England tonight. Is New England the best team in the East? I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Rudy. They're the best defense in the East, that's for sure. And that has helped them all year long. No one's run the ball on them. And this is a crazy year. I mean, look, as somebody who watches the National Football League every weekend, I think this product just sucks. Seriously. I think what the NFL has given us, I mean, this is what they wanted. They wanted this socialistic utopian. Well, they have it. Utopia. That's what they wanted, the socialistic utopia. They have it. Everybody is equal. Everybody sucks. So you've achieved what you wanted, Mr. Goodell. You've made everybody equal, and everybody sucks out loud. So someone will win the Super Bowl, but they'll have no real business winning because they suck. Here's the only thing we know for sure. The team that wins the Super Bowl this year is going to suck because you all suck. Every single one of these teams sucks. They just do. There's no rhyme or reason from week to week. I mean, the team that has been the best has been the Rams. They just lost to Carolina. Now, look, anything can happen in one week, I grant you, but as somebody who watches every team, I mean, Philadelphia, I want to poke my eyes out when I watch Philadelphia play. It's hard to imagine a team with all those offensive weapons could just have no offense, but they don't. And you look around, like Buffalo has no defense. Buffalo doesn't have a lot besides Josh Allen. You look at the state of Kansas City and the Baltimore Ravens. They're fighting for their very playoff existence. I don't remember a year like this. I just don't. There's nobody I look at and think, oh, well, they look like a Super Bowl champion. They don't. All the teams we thought, you know, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Detroit Lions, all these teams that we thought were going to be great or good, at least, they all suck. So we're talking about Denver and freaking New England. And I don't know, like, what year is it? Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, last Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Yes, now is the best time to get the best deals of the year. It's savings season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 15. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. What am I doing here? I'm going to squeeze Looper in here. Looper!
Hey.
How are you, Looper?
I heard that man talking about teams with grit. Yeah. Grit and iron.
Yeah.
He didn't mention Brigham Young, did he?
No.
Yeah. They fell behind 14-0, and the next thing you know, 41 points.
Hey, look, it's not just 1 year with them either. It's 2 years. They have had back-to-back great seasons.
Well, I'm talking about they play that. It don't matter what the record is, even if they, 8-3 or whatever, they play with grit and tenacity and meanness.
Yeah. Well, there's no eights. There's a couple 11s the last 2 years.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, their coach. I wish we had a coach like that wanted to get the players out there to play with grit and meanness. Anyway, you're talking about these quarterbacks and all that, and we got stuck with another flop fiver, Klubnik the Lubnik. Can't throw the ball except somebody's feet. I watched the Cal game, and that quarterback. Now this is right out of high school.
Yeah, Sagapolitelli.
Now people can't evaluate talent. Or the coach got fired. I don't know. Now somebody would kind of step in the door and try to get him. I mean, that's who you're talking about. We need to go after because we need one with some experience.
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah, Sagapolitelli's incredible.
He's got that left-handed dart throwing. Yeah. I mean, I watched the game against Cal.
Yep.
I mean, that game shouldn't even been close. I mean, it was way up. I don't know what their defensive coordinator was trying to play two-man linemen down and about nine in the back in the secondary when they let them score in 21 points. But then when they needed to clap down, they clap down. I mean, that's our defense. I mean, we watch it. Defensive linemen, we got four down linemen. They take so many wide splits. They're split so wide, you can send two trucks through it. I don't play that. I play attacking. I mean, I'm coming with six by every play. I don't care whose it is or what it is. I mean, I'm attacking. We didn't tack enough. And you talking about Riley? This is his play calling. First down, run the ball, get a yard and a half, two. Second play, try to do a big draw. Get about 2 or 3 yards. Now we got to throw on third down and a mile with Klubnik. I mean, I watched them all year. We never took advantage of the middle of the field. And in this game, we threw a little bit in the middle of the field, but no, he in my book, he got to go. I mean, I've done watched enough of it. His play calling is disastrous.
Looper, it sounds like you want everybody to go.
No, I mean this man. I mean, I want man. Hey, he don't run plays to set up plays. You watch these teams that's got good offense. I mean, why then on third and nine he throws a 2 yard pass? I mean, he started reminding me of the mad scientist. That line of scrimmage, kind of reminded me of somebody taking some dice, and putting numbers on them, put them in a dang cup, and shake them, and let it roll and hit the ground, and whatever number matches that play, that number on that board, he runs. Don't care. Hey, Riley, it's 3rd and 20. Why are you running a 2 yard play? Well, that guy told me to run it. No. I mean, he wouldn't. I thought it's gonna be something, but no. But yeah, he's not panned out. I mean, they can sit there and say, give him a year, 2 years, whatever. Nope. Because when you got that much talent coming back, and I mean, if you watch the games, I've never seen play calling like he done. Mm-hmm. I mean, about halfway. First 8-9 games, I mean, we don't even take advantage of the middle of the field no more. I mean, you get Remember when
that was the same complaint before he was even here. People were saying that. People have been saying that about Clemson football for a long time. Looper, I got to run. Good to talk to you as always. I think Looper just fired everybody. I think he started with Dabo Swinney. I think he fired Garrett Riley. He definitely fired Cade Klubnik. He's fired Cade Klubnik long ago. But I think he pretty much fired everybody just now. I don't think it's that bad. And honestly, Looper, I wish there were more first and second down runs. There wasn't enough of that this year. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. My guy Jake Wilson, you're working with a locally family-owned company. It's been in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the sixth most or the fourth most, the most. Why? Well, it turns out that it's the quality of the people and the quality of the equipment. Because it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that any floor coating's longevity is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. 12-inch stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it up. Decorative epoxy coating insulation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. That's amazing. Quick break. Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud, longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
All right, look, on the Kiffin dog thing, all right, I've got a number of people writing me saying...
Are you getting some kind of something confirmation?
Well, I got a number of people are confirming it, but then I've seen something from the Kiffin defense squad that says no. This is the actual defense being offered for Kiffin. The defense is that Kiffin did adopt the dog. The dog's called Juice. The dog apparently has its own like social media following. Kiffin did adopt the dog, but the kennel had to take it back because he couldn't take care of the dog. All right, so
either way, it's just as bad, right?
That's just as bad,
so
okay?
Right,
that's the defense, okay? If the defense is, oh, you're still an a-hole, then it's not much of a defense, right? Right, so you did dump the dog, you just dumped him differently.
That's the
defense.
Or you had to have it stripped from you.
I have never, okay? Never, okay? I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you, okay? I have never adopted a dog that I gave up on. Ever, ever, ever. Once you adopt a dog, it's yours. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. You got to treat it well, love it, care for it, vet it, feed it, water it, make sure, give it everything it needs. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
The greatest example of this is, Ramona, I adopted a Dutch Shepherd, a large Dutch Shepherd out of Utah. I adopted it from the Dutch Shepherd Society. His name was Taj. And he was being cared for, fostered with a female Utah veterinarian. And she told me he was an angel, that he got along with everything and everybody, and that he doesn't behave at all like a normal Dutch Shepherd. I didn't know what that meant. So I adopted him out of Utah. And I thought he was beautiful, and I wanted him. So I adopted him, paid all the fees, paid the transport, everything. He came into Greenville Spartanburg one night at like 1 a.m. I went up. At the time, my Jeep was not working, and I went up in an Infiniti sports car, right? And at 1 a.m., and these people called me, and they said, we hope you know this dog. And I said, no, I don't. Why? He said, because he's the meanest SOB we have ever encountered. And so I got up there, and again, it's 1:30 at night now, 2 in the morning, whatever it is. They got him in the back of a truck, an open-air truck. He's in the kennel. And I said, well, I'm going to take him out of there. And they say, well, you can't do that. I said, well, I'm going to do that. You can stay. You can go. I don't care what you do, but I'm going to take him out of there. They said, he's crazy. And he was going ballistic. He hated kennels. Hated them. I mean, hated. But he got out, Ramona, with me. They bailed. He got out. He immediately bonded with me. I went and put him in the vehicle. He jumped right up in the front seat. He sat in the front seat with me all the way home. I said, because that kennel's not going to fit in that car, so I have no choice. But he truly hated almost everybody. I mean, he hated people. He hated almost every living thing. He did. That's who and what he was. But I loved him, and he loved me, and he lived a long, healthy life. And it didn't matter that somebody lied to me. It didn't matter. I wouldn't do it. So I don't care what. If the excuse is, okay, he's not an a-hole now, but he was an a-hole previously when he did adopt this dog and then turned it into the kennel, and I'll bet you anything, it was a kill shelter. So nothing surprises me. But if that's the defense, Mets. That's the weakest defense I've ever heard in my life. Okay, so he didn't screw the dog over this time. He had screwed him over previously. That's your defense. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
It's still just as bad.
Right, it's just as bad.
I didn't do that.
Right. Right, but I did this. Exactly. Friggin' moron. Maria, how are you, Maria?
I'm fine. It's sorry as hell to screw your best friend over.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right.
Yeah. And as far as Clemson, Carolina goes, wonderful game. The best we've had so far, I think, this year. And
yeah, I do too.
I hadn't really
thought about it that way.
But... might want to start pulling for chickens or something.
Looper? Yeah.
Yeah.
Looper's
he
not.
He might be better off pulling for the chickens.
Yeah, he's not happy.
I hope you had a Thanksgiving good.
Same to you, Maria. I know you had great pie.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Maria. Thank you, Maria. Thank you. Texas said, is the Clemson DC a fit at Penn State? You mean Tom Allen go back to Penn State? No, I don't think that would happen. But there's a lot of talk about Kalani Sitake. I haven't really even had a chance to address that yet. But you know, the people who track the planes, that's what they're saying. I don't know. I don't know about that fit. You know, 9-4, somebody wrote me earlier and said, I forget who it was. Oh, yeah, I think it was Clemson Sports who said, he recruits the islands. Is he going to recruit those dudes to Penn State? That's a long trip, man. I don't know. A couple things here, before we get out of here, Jerry, I'm gonna try and get you in here in a second. But you know, just thinking about the ACC and where we sit with the ACC, right? And the possibility that Duke could emerge as ACC champion and the ACC could be left out of the college football playoff, unless Miami then finds some way to sneak in. This thing came down to the fifth tiebreaker, which was opponents' conference record. It came down to the fifth tiebreaker. The seventh tiebreaker was a coin flip. The sixth tiebreaker, I believe, is Sports Source Analytics team ratings. Okay, I got a suggestion for you. Moving forward, ACC, if you want to avoid this type of situation where your best teams, you don't feel like your best teams get represented and you want to take pressure off yourself, I got a great way for you to take pressure off yourself. Just abide by the college football playoff poll. Just abide by it. You know, in other words, yeah, you're going to have the conventional head-to-head stuff at the top. But as that thing moves down the list of tiebreakers, when it moves down the list of tiebreakers, don't let this thing settle on something ridiculous and have to put Duke in a championship game when everyone knows Duke doesn't belong in the championship game. I'm not saying that game's not going to be 40-37 because it probably will. It'll probably be wildly entertaining for the seven people who are going to watch it. But I don't think it's I don't think that's where you want to be. This is an embarrassing ACC championship game. It just is. It's embarrassing in every way. It's not good for league. It's not good for business. It just isn't. And again, I'm not saying the fan bases of those two schools won't turn out. I'm saying it's not a way to end your season, and it would be incredibly embarrassing if it winds up that the ACC doesn't get a team in because Duke wins this game. You know, Ramon, I said you got to out with Jim Phillips. When Trump decides he doesn't want to be president anymore, you know, after his third term, after he gets that law changed, when he decides that, it's time for the ACC to make him conference commissioner, because it's just obvious that Jim Phillips has never read the art of the deal. It's just absolutely crystal clear to me. And you know what, Ramona? This league needs to impose tariffs on the SEC and the Big Ten. If we need to,
we're doing tariffs.
Yes, we need tariffs. So Trump, the new ACC commissioner, that's what I'd be in favor of. Because Jim Phillips sucks out loud. He just does. He's a non-scary little dude, and no one cares about him. You have to have some. You have to put some fright in him sometimes. You can't let him walk all over you. I mean, this is where the ACC is. But just as a suggestion, if you want to avoid some of these shenanigans, make one of the tiebreakers an earlier tiebreaker. Make one of the tiebreakers. I know all the lines are lighting up again. I can't talk to you people. I got to go. You got to call me back tomorrow. Call me back tomorrow and I'll get to you. But make one of the early tiebreakers the rank, the college football playoff committee rankings. Use that. That takes you off the hook. It would eliminate Duke right off. We wouldn't have to worry about Duke. We would have Miami playing Virginia if you just abided by the college. So make that one of the tiebreakers. The sports source analytics thing, screw that too. Just use the actual, because this is the evidence. So you're protected. You're insulated. Hey, man, look, this is what we did. We're abiding by you people. Do it. You'll thank me later. Roto-Rooter, voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. I got a newsflash for you, people. There's only one best. There's not four best. There's not six best. There's one best, and it's Roto-Rooter. They've been voted the actual best plumber of the upstate again for 2024 and 2025. Your most local trusted plumber, obviously. They've been doing it a million years. The same family has owned the franchises in the upstate for over 40 years. Clemson alumni, great people. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. Open 24/7, 365. Live human being, direct help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing, full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning. They just do plumbing. That's all they do. They do plumbing. They don't dabble. They do plumbing. And that's why they're the best at it. Have this number. You're going to need it. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. RotoRooter.com. You'll thank me later. Hitch and Pitch, my friend Mike Vaughn, coming next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/yearofinternet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Want to be closer to the action on game day? Check out Hunter Quinn's brand new townhomes at The Landing at Clemson Marina. These luxury maintenance-free homes are perfect for Tiger fans. Wake up on game day just minutes from the stadium, skip the traffic, fire up the grill, and